Blog Talk Radio.
You know, a lot of men talk about what they can do or what they're gonna do. But baby, I want you to understand this. I'm the one. I'm the only one for you. I can give you love from my heart that you won't forget. I can be the man to put your fears to rest. I'll be the light that brightens up your day. I pray.
Blessings and welcome to the Leopard Carpet. I am so excited to be here with you today. My special guest is Mark Van Claggett, CEO of Marlex Records, singer, songwriter, producer, performer, a very, very busy man. So today is very special for me because he is so busy. He's out on tour all the time, so to be able to have an opportunity for him to step on the Leopard Carpet, let alone call into Flavor News Radio, is a big treat. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet, Mark Van Claggett. Hello? Okay. Mark, your line's open. Well, hopefully I can get it to the point that you can hear him because he is on the line with me and the line is open, and I'm not sure what's going on. But today we wanted to bring Mark on the Leopard Carpet so that we can give you a little taste of his brand new CD. It was in the works for a while, and you know, it's something special. I kind of claim ownership of this particular CD a little bit myself, just because of the fact that I work very, very closely with Mark. If you're not aware of that, I'm his business assistant, and you know, I went through the process with him of, you know, putting this particular CD out and the fine tuning and everything that goes into it. And like I said earlier in the show, he's a very busy man, and so for him, you know, to put out a product like this, it kind of, you know, it took some time. He had to do it in between, you know, touring and all the things that go on in his world. But it's finally here. We released it on Mother's Day. It's getting some amazing feedback. And so, you know what, let me see if I can get Mark back on the line finally. Mark, can you hear me?
Lady Flavor.
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm so
okay,
excited
cool.
to have you on the leopard carpet with me today. Could you hear any
it's
of the things
always,
that I was saying?
Yeah, a few. I don't know what happened, you know. Technology isn't what it used to be or something, you know. But
there
yeah,
you,
nice
right.
sweet things. Thank you. And it's always good to be on the carpet, girl. Always.
I know, you know, it's been about a year and a half since you've been on the leopard carpet with me.
I know, yes.
And so it's kind of silly. I was thinking about this morning. I was, like, a little nervous about you being here. Like, I don't know if you call it, like, starstruck type thing, but it's, you know, because you are so busy and I always tell you, you know, I wish you would call in, you know, in between tours and all, but I know that you're busy. And so this is really, you know, special for me to be able to kind of, in a sense, present this mystery artist that I work with and support so much, you know, because a lot of people really don't know you, you know, or your story. They know that I post out about you and this and that you just released an album, which, of course, we're going to play some tracks today. You know, but you're, in a sense, one of those mystery artists. So do me a favor, and for those new listeners who did not hear your show a year and a half ago, can you give us just a little bit of the history of who you are as an artist, how you got started, you know, what groups you've performed in, your style of music?
Well, you know, it's the same old thing about, you know, the artists and the singers and dancers. You know, we start kind of young, well, relatively young. And in my case, I started in the church, and I come from a musical background. You know, my mom had a phenomenal voice. You know, she sang in several choirs, and I had, you know, a few uncles that recorded gospel albums. And, you know, I liked the gospel thing, and I grew up in it. I sang it for years in the choir, and just started writing songs, and the songs that I like to hear, you know, kind of similar to some of the songs that I like to listen to, you know, and the artists, you know, like Stevie Wonder, and a array of them, Donny Hathaway, you know, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin. I mean, it's a truckload of artists that I like to listen to, you know, not only just to listen to cool my head, but to get into the production of some of them songs, you know, it's great. And I think I learned from that. And, you know, because, you know, it takes a lot to write a song, produce it, and get it out there, you know, that people can enjoy it, you know, and that's what I like to do. And it stems from you know, the artists that I listened to, you know, back in the day.
So you've been a part of, you know, a few male groups and, you know, have had, you know, definitely highs and lows in being a part of that. But can you just tell us a little bit about some of the groups that you've been a part of and what you do now?
Yeah, when I lived in Baltimore years ago, I was in a group. It was called Man's Theory, and we recorded an album. Didn't do too bad, you know. Wish it could have done a little better, but not too bad. And I was the lead singer, and we had four other guys. Chuck Gentry, Ricky Palabon, Steve Carter, and Michael Taylor, you know, great musicians. And I learned from them. I learned a lot from those cats. And we recorded the album, like I said, and it, you know, it was okay. Then I moved to Los Angeles and got into another group, London Fog, hot group, hot, real hot. Did a lot of gigs. And that's when I really got into to writing full time, you know. And from there, we went to this other group, Class One, that was even hotter still, you know, and we moved to Las Vegas, and the rest is slightly history.
I understand. Well, I just, you know, kind of wanted you to, you know, give a little bit of a background, you know.
Right, yeah.
You know, where you kind of come from. You know, there's definitely questions I want to ask. But we are here, you know, in a sense to celebrate and present your new album, which is called Emerald Drive. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of the tracks from that particular album, and then we can talk a little bit more, Mark. So I'm going to start out with Santa Barbara off of Emerald Drive.
Okay.
That was Santa Barbara. That's just a little taste of Santa Barbara off of Emerald Drive. And I know, Mark, that we talked about the fact that you're a part of male groups and that you were a singer. But we didn't mention the fact that you're actually a musician and that you play the flute. And so,
right.
You know, why don't you give us a little background as far as that part of your creative side goes?
Well, not only do I play the flute, I play guitar and keyboards, but I think I got into playing the piano more so out of desperation, because
okay.
You know, when you write a song, you know, I mean, the best you can, you're not that savvy in the chords and everything, you know. If you don't play piano, and then you have to hire somebody to play, and I just figured, you know, I'll just learn how to play, and then I won't have to hire nobody, right?
Right.
So, you know, but I think that's how I got into playing the piano. But in terms of playing the flute, I taught myself as well, and this was some years ago, and it's still my main axe. It's still my main instrument.
And I think it's something that you really, really love. You know, I know a few times when, you know, we've met up here in Seattle that, you know, you carry your flute with you, you know, and so it kind of extends so that it's like your baby. And, you know, I think that's a little unique, you know, I mean, because how many people do you come across and you know, and they play the flute? You know, maybe it's like, you know, the keys, the piano, you know, guitar, you know, something like that, drums, you know. But not to say that flute is not a popular, you know, instrument. But, it was a pleasant surprise, I guess I would say. So in this particular album that you named Emerald Drive, where, you know, kind of give us a background. Was there a thought process? You know, how did you go about kind of deciding what sounds you wanted to go on this this particular CD? And, you know, was there, you know, was it intended to be a kind of jazz, funky type CD? Or was it, you know, did you know that you wanted to go with the kind of like the combination of, you know, the sounds that come from your creative soul, the R&B soul and jazz?
Yeah, I set out to make it a jazz CD,
okay.
But not the traditional, well, I can't say not the traditional jazz, but a little of the R&B flavor into a jazz mode, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why I wanted to put the kind of R&B, it's an R&B song that's on there, and it's called Hooked on You. It's an R&B song, but it's got some jazz flavors in there, you know, and that's why I wanted that song on the CD.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yes, the answer to your question was, I did set out to make it a jazz funky CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
kind of laid Say it again.
No, I was just going to say, and I'm sorry that I kind of interrupted, you know, your thought process and what you were saying, but I think that one of the things that stands out for me in this particular CD is there's different elements to it, you know, and so when you've been known for a certain type of sound, you know, which maybe we could say off of Jazz at Sunset, or, you know, your vocals off of I Want You. And by the way, I started out the show today with Baby on the One off of Mark Van Kleyck's I Want You CD, just because I knew that Emerald Drive was more centered around, you know, a jazz-type flavor. I wanted you to know, for those of you that are new and just getting to know Mark Van Kleyck, he's got that amazing woo-woo voice. And so I started out today's show with that. But, you know, coming back to talking about Emerald Drive, there's different elements to it. And so it kind of keeps you guessing, and I kind of like the mystery of that. The other thing is that you can use this and experience it in many different ways, whether it's just kind of like you said, laying back and chilling at home. If you're in the car, you know, driving to work, it could calm your soul in that rush hour traffic, or if you're taking a long drive to the coast or something. I mean, it's just great music to take along with you. It's a good way to start your day. It's a great way to end your night. It's just beautiful music. And so since you kind of brought up the fact that you had, you know, a song on here, an R&B kind of jazz flavor, I'm going to go ahead and play Hooked on You by Mark Van Kleyck.
Okay.
Baby, I never knew a heart like mine could be.
Giving you a little taste of Hooked on You again by Mark Van Claggett off of his brand new release, Emerald Drive. Now, Mark, when you create the instrumental pieces to the vocals, is it the same process or do you create in a different way when you do either or?
It varies. Sometimes the lyrics will come first and I have to put some music around it. And you know, and vice versa. But let's switch gears a little bit, lady Flavor.
Okay.
And I want to go back to Hooked on You.
Okay.
The song Hooked on You was written by a friend of mine in Las Vegas. His name is Anthony Bush, and he sang on it. And he wrote it. I mean, you're gonna be hearing a lot from Anthony Bush because
okay.
The boy is bad. The boy is bad. You know. I mean, he's a drummer, baby, but he likes to play the drums more than sing, and he's got that voice, you know.
Right.
But I'm gonna talk him into some real nice projects, and we're working on some things, you know.
Okay.
But Anthony Bush, the boy is bad.
Okay.
I just want to give his props, you know.
No, and I appreciate that because I think a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, when artists collaborate on a project, you know, it's almost like if this is just, for instance, a Mark Van Claggett piece. And I do recognize and understand and know that, you know, there was another artist that worked with you on
right.
this piece. And so I appreciate the fact that you acknowledge that because that's the way that it should be in this industry. And I think a lot of times, you know, so much shady stuff goes on. That people aren't acknowledged for the work, the parts that they play, you know.
Right.
And so I thank you for that. And so when you, now that you kind of talked about that, I'm going to say this from how I feel. And, before I go any further, for those of you that are on the phone line, and I appreciate you hanging out with us on the phone, if any of you want to talk to Mark, all you have to do is hit the number one and we'll bring you in because I'm sure he doesn't mind speaking to any of you, and greeting you, definitely. But one of the things that I appreciate about you, Mark, in the year and a half that I've been working with you and just understanding the quality of the work and how important that is to you and doing it the right way. I mean, from, you know, having the publishers to, you know, the ASCAPs to, you know, having the music mixed and mastered, you know, you have great work ethics, and I don't know if that's just something that's come to you due to the years and experience that you have in this industry, but it's something that's really appreciated, you know, for me because in working with a variety of artists, that's something that they kind of lack. The talent is there, definitely, but the business part's not, and when it comes to you, it's like you have an understanding of all of it. You may not like doing, you know, it all, and so that's where I come into play now. I handle some of the behind-the-scenes things for you, but you have great work ethics, you know, and I appreciate that. Is that something that just came natural for you, or is it something that you kind of acquired, you know, with the experience in this industry?
It's a must. It's mandatory. There's a lot of guys out there that's writing songs. Some are writing hits, you know, and they make it a 24/7 thing if they can. And
mm-hmm.
and that's where I am with that. Because some of these guys that's writing hits and just continue writing songs, they're not taking vacations, they're not taking time out, you know, no time off. They're just writing stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that into writing songs and taking care of the business. It's mandatory. It's, you know, the name of this excuse me. The name of this thing is show business, you know.
Right.
So I mean, you gotta have the business mind in place. You have to.
Right. Well, I think that you do a good job of it, you know, and I know that it's very hard because you are out traveling all the time.
Yeah.
You know, but I think you've got it done. You've done it well. And so I guess I say that because I've learned so much working with you, and that you've passed knowledge on to me, or you've forced me in a direction, you know, in a sense to think out of my comfort zone and push
mm-hmm.
further, you know, to get information or to make connections or to, you know, just handle the business part. And I learned so much. The other thing that I want to say is that you're very kind and considerate. And I think that also goes a long ways in this industry, because a lot of times people don't say thank you, you know, when they have a team. And so I appreciate about that about you also, because, you know, you always let me know how much, you know, you appreciate the things that I do for you on Marlex Records. So I thank you for that, because I think it's a big deal. It's the most simplest thing, but I think it's a big deal. And, you know, maybe that's just part of your charm and charisma, huh? But, I mean, you do it well, you know.
No,
yeah,
I'm,
but you
I'm,
do.
I'm sincere. When I thank you and, you know, some of the other guys on the team, it's
mm-hmm.
from the heart, you know.
Right.
I'm out there on the road, and I don't, you know, without you guys and you at the helm, I don't know what I'd do. I mean, a lot of the stuff would lack if I had to do it by myself. And
mm-hmm.
you pick up the slack, Lady Slave, and I appreciate it. And I'll call you and tell you, I'll email you and tell you, you know, and it's
right.
from the heart.
No,
mm-hmm.
and I know that, but I just
mm-hmm.
I wanted to acknowledge that, because I think that's something for artists to really, really think about. When you create a team and you have people in your corner, it's important to let them know that they matter, you know, and that you appreciate
right.
them, because people don't have to work, you know, for you. They don't have to support you, you know, but
right.
I think that
right.
when they decide to be a part of your team and they have a passion about who you are and what you do, and then they take, you know, and they step out and they let those people in their circles or whatever their role is on your team, I just think thank you just really, really goes a long way. So I just wanted to
mm-hmm.
acknowledge that about you, not only your work ethics, you know, but, you know, your sincerity of when, you know, you say a job well done or you say thank you,
right.
you know, for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a caller that raised their hand, so let me bring them in, Mark.
Okay.
All right, Miss Monica Monet. Hello.
Hey,
how are you, Monica?
Doing good. How are you, Lady Flava? Hey, Mark. I just wanted
What's
to say
on,
I'm on my way to a meeting, but I could not call it robbery to say, you know, that I feel that you're an amazing artist, and, you know, from one artist to another, you know, you do your thing, and I'm that everything sounds, I have listened to some of your music. It's so calming and so relaxing, and I just want to let you know that it is job well done. And thank you for
right.
your contributing to music.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you.
You're
and you guys don't overlook Monica, because she's a star. She's a star.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Right.
Thank you, Lady
okay.
Wave. I'm handing
all right,
to
thank
you,
Monica.
Have a great day. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
right.
now.
Thanks, Monica.
All right. Well, Monica had said that she may call in today, and so that's very cool. And I think it's really great mm-hmm. when artists, you know, can acknowledge each other's talents, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that's a great support system, too, not only to, you know, have your own team that you work directly with that are not artists, but also to have that connection with, you know, other artists, you know.
Right.
Sometimes I know that this industry can be so competitive and that people don't want to give each other their own props, you know. And so,
right.
Yeah. But Monica, you know, has listened to your music and stuff, and, you know, we talk about that. And, you know, so what she says is definitely, you know, from her heart and how she
mm-hmm.
feels. You know, not all artists play their own music, right? they listen
right.
to, you know, other people's music. And like you talked about earlier in the show, who was your influence, you know, in, you know, coming up as an artist and as a creative soul. So I wanted to ask you, you know, I mean, this is kind of my opportunity to ask some of those questions we don't have when we're talking business or whatever, but you know, I mean, you've been at it as an artist and a musician for a while now. What drives
right.
you to just keep doing it? What is it that you just can't lay it down and walk away from?
There's, Flavor, I think it's something that's definitely inside, and there's something that you've seen, and there's something that you can see. You know, like, you know, several things I can see, you know, like a Grammy with my name on it and, you know, having my stuff in, you know, films. I can see that, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not at liberty to say right now, but some of the stuff that you hear, I mean, that your listeners hear, will be in some films. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going any further than that,
mm-hmm.
but but it drives you to see what you see in your mind, to, you know, be right out front, in front of your face. And I think that drives me. And I like what I do. I like a lot of the things that I've written, you know. I think that drives me.
Okay. I you know, I just thought that I would ask, you know, because I was thinking about it when it comes to my own self and, you know, being the artist cheerleader, the mentor, the, you know, whatever title is or hat that I'm wearing at the time when it comes to this industry, you know. But, you know, I wake up, you know, and my first thought, you know, besides my family is, this, what do I need to accomplish today? What do I need to do? Or, you know, whether it's, and it's not an easy industry, you know, to be in. So I'll be honest, I've shed a few tears behind it. And I've had, you know, humongous, you know, smiles, you know, behind being involved in this industry. And so I thought, I wonder if this is what it feels like for the artist. You know, because I know what it feels like for me being kind of like that outsider and that supporter, you know, of what you guys do. So I get it.
Well,
I really do. I get it. And
well, sometimes,
and I,
labor, it ain't pretty. I mean, sometimes
no.
it ain't pretty. You know,
right.
I'll be the first to say it, but, you know, the good times outweigh the bad, and I'm happy to say, you know, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've gotten a lot of great feedback from the CD, from the other two too, but definitely from the Emerald Drive CD. I mean, we're getting a lot of hits on the website and on the WordPress. A lot of likes, a truckload of likes on Facebook. But
okay.
we just need to turn those hits and those likes into sales, you know.
You know, and it's interesting, and I appreciate you saying that. And yes, there are several places you can find out more about Mark Van Claggett and his music. You can go to MarlexRecords.com, which is his, you know, record label site. You can go to MarkVanClaggett.wordpress.com, and you can see some of the feedback that Mark's receiving on Emerald Drive over there. You can purchase his CDs over there. You can read more about, you know, his background, you know, as a member of this industry, you know, over there. All of those albums, you know, are available on cdbaby.com, you know, and so go check it out over there. And you can hear snippets of every piece, you know, over on CD Baby. You know, but he has been getting a lot of hits, you know, to the sites, to the WordPress. You know, I was teasing him. I'm like, I've had my WordPress for like years, and he has surpassed the hits on his WordPress than I get on my own. But it's a great place to go and get to know him. And like I said, he's kind of like this mystery artist that I work with, so I'm so grateful and honored that he was able to take some time out today to come on the Leopard Carpet, you know, and hear his story. His story's worth paying attention to, because for those of you that are coming up in the industry and you're new to it, sometimes you need to pay attention to those that, you know, have gone before and established and learned, you know, how to maneuver this. And, you know, Mark Van Claggett is just one of those great artists, and I'm very, oh, I guess honored. I am very proud, you know, to say that I'm a part of his team. And so I think I'm going to jump into another track, and I'm going to play Silent Eyes again.
It was Silent Eyes off of the Emerald Drive CD by Mark Van Claggett, who is my special guest on the Leopard Carpet today. So, Mark, I don't know, did you drop off the line by chance?
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, now I can.
Whatever. Okay.
Yes, I can hear
you. Yeah, we got cut off here a little bit.
I didn't, you know, I'm sitting here, I was looking at the music board. I'm like, okay, did something happen on my end or his end? Or maybe it was kind of all the way around. But, you know, there's some great music that you're putting out, you know. And, you know, Emerald Drive, yeah, it's the baby right now. It's what we're pushing. We want to turn, like Mark says, those hits into sales. And, you know, really think about
right.
it, you know, this is in supporting an independent artist. You know, it is one thing to say that you support them, you know, by letting them know, hitting that like button. But take it a step further. If you're on one of the social networks, share with your networks if you appreciate what an artist like Mark Van Claggett is doing. The next step is to actually go purchase the music. It seems like there's some kind of taboo or challenge when it comes to supporting independent artists. And it doesn't have to be that way, you know. If you love what they're doing, you know, if you appreciate, you know, their flavor and what they bring into your world, support it by, you know, purchasing their product. Generally, they're no more than $15, you know, to get their music, their books, whatever. And so, you know, I listed Marlex Records, Mark Van Claggett's WordPress to CD Baby. You can even buy it on flavornews.com. So there's a variety of places that you can go and purchase the music. And so, you know, consider after listening to the show, go over to CD Baby, check it out. And I'll be honest with you, this is another thing that I'll put out there. CD Baby is a great tool online. It is a great tool. But if you purchase the product directly from the artist makes more money. When you purchase it from an online source, then, you know, then we need to share some of the revenue with that online source. So, you know, consider going over to the WordPress or to Marlex Records or to, you know, Flavor News and purchasing Emerald Drive or any of his CDs, because that's where, you know, we make the most money. We can continue to produce and create amazing, you know, music, you know, for you to enjoy year
Absolutely.
After that. One of the things, Mark, I wanted to bring up, too, is that it's kind of funny, at least on my end, now that Emerald Drive is out, your other music is still selling. There have been people here in Seattle that have purchased Emerald Drive, right, and then turned around and then purchased I Want You and Jazz at Sunset. So
I don't know
very many artists where that still works. You know, like your other music is still selling.
That's not a bad thing. Right, yes.
No, of course it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, for me, I don't know of other artists that are able to sell, you know, previous projects off of their newest project. You know what I mean? Because,
Yeah,
so...
It's like this.
It's a beautiful
like
thing
Emerald
when
Drive
I'm mailing
is
out.
Really the
know.
Catalyst right now.
Right. And it's drawing people to check out his other music. And then, you know, we're getting orders right. and I'm having to go to the post office and mail out, you know, Jazz at Sunset and I Want You. The other interesting thing is that a lot of times people are buying all of your albums at the same time. That's just something unusual
right.
I haven't seen before either. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you get out there and you actually meet people and talk about your, you know, your music, right?
Right. Yes, I do.
So I guess one of the things
I'm
Mark does is he...
I said I'm always
Says
networking.
Says it again, Mark. Right.
Hello?
But, I mean, I've been... Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me, Mark?
Yes, can you hear me?
I think we're having some technical... Okay, I can hear you.
Hello?
I think we're having a bit of technical... I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
So, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm going to go to another piece, and let's see if we can get some of those technical difficulties resolved. So let me go to another piece. This is Shattered Dreams off of Emerald Drive. That was Shattered Dreams by Mark Van Claggett, my special guest on the Leopard Carpet today. So we've only got maybe, say, 10 minutes more to go. Mark, I'm going to try to keep you on the rest of the show. And clearly there's some technical difficulties going on, you know. But I think that those that are listening to the show live are getting a gist of who you are as an artist, you know, understanding that you've got an extensive background, you know, in this industry. You know, putting out great, great music. Hear me, Mark? Okay, maybe not. But, Mark, I just want you to know your line is open. If by chance you can hear me and, you know, want to come back in and talk a little bit more. You know me, I know how to talk. Again, I go back to like a year and a half ago. Mark Van Claggett first stepped on the Leopard Carpet with me. And, you know, that in a sense was during the time where we formed a business relationship. And it's amazing when you can connect with some quality artists, what it is that you can learn. When you connect with people in this industry, if they like you, they'll teach you. And so, you know, this is one of the benefits of doing what it is that I do. And the people that come my way, the great talents, that I have the opportunity to experience, to then take it a step further and share with you here on Flavor News Radio or Flavor News or the different blogs or whatever, you know. And Mark Van Clegg is just one of those quality artists, and I'm grateful, you know, that he came along and crossed my path. Besides the fact that he creates that music that makes me smile, he creates beautiful, you know, ballads in a sense that you know, makes
believe in love still. I think that the music that's created out there now, a younger generation and all, it doesn't make sense to me. You know, it opens up the door for so much gray area, you know, but when you go back, you know, into the day and you listen to that great sound and that music, that was that music that people dated and woo-wooed to, you know, and so I don't know if you can hear me now, Mark. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I
can. I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Okay. So what do you think about when people tell you that you create woo-woo music?
Well, you know, I enjoy it. I like it, you know, because I kind of, about a year and some change, I figured out what woo-woo music was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine explained it to me. So I like it. I like, you know, like the albums like I Want You, the songs like that's on that CD, and the ones that
mm-hmm.
I've been writing lately. You know, I'm getting back to the woo-woo stuff,
right.
And people like it. You know, you like it. I like it.
I love it, you know, and people do like it. And, you know, I've been talking about this with Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and I've talked about it with you, too, that I've created the little, I haven't done the song, the show, but I haven't done it yet, and I need to, but I need to figure out the time frame and to make it all work, but I created this a show called Seasoned Souls. Because there's, in a sense, I feel like there's a generation out there, Mark, that is kind of being ignored when it comes to the music industry. You know, they don't want to listen to the stuff that's created by the young people. And so in a sense, it forces us back into, you know, going back to those classics that were created in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I found myself, I was watching Channel 9 last week, and I was listening, you know, they were featuring as their fundraiser, you know, the music from back in those days. And it made me smile. It made me, you know, I knew all the words. And I'm like, why is
right,
it that?
Exactly.
Then those days, you know, here 30, 40 years later, you can still remember the words of those songs, you know, as if it was yesterday.
Right.
And it automatically brought a smile to my face. And so when Michelle introduced me to you a year and a half ago, and I finally sat down and listened to your music, it made me smile again. I'm like, this is amazing. And I know that there are people out there that crave this stuff because if not, those classics wouldn't still be out there making money. You know what I mean?
Right.
The people, we wouldn't be digging through the archives, you know, going after, you know, the sounds of yesterday. And one of the things that I want to create, and you were kind of the catalyst for it, is that I want to create, you know, a show that lets people know there are artists today, such as yourself and Stephen Jerome Ferguson and, you know, Jerome Dictainer, that's creating music today that you can love today, you know, as a seasoned souls. And so, you put out that beautiful music. You put out that music that I can use, you know, at a romantic moment or, you know, when a guy is trying to, you know, woo a girl, even if it's just the jazz. You know, music sets the tone for so much
right.
of our life experience. And if we're having a bad day, we can put in music that can intensify a bad day, or we can put in music that just mellows us out. Music's very powerful. And, you know, I know I talk about it all the time about how, you know, I can't imagine a day without art because we're surrounded by art. But, I really can't imagine a day without music, you know, and because I guess it's because I'm a part of this industry now. I'm always listening to some kind of, you know, music, and in a sense, I force my family to listen to it, too. But, you know, they love it, too, you know, and so, you know, and it can set the tone, you know, it can help us breathe, it can, you know, it can change a mood, you know. It can save lives. You know? And so
I agree.
I just think,
I
you
agree.
Know.
And,
okay,
you know,
good
getting back to what you said, Slayer, that something that you reminded me of, and some famous person said this, and I'm not sure who it was, but
okay.
life without music is a mistake. I don't know who said that, but I don't know whether Mark Van Claggett said it or someone else said it, but that's how it is, you know. Life without music is a mistake.
Right. And I think it is. I think it is. Just speaking, you know, about the music I was listening to, you know, on TV and being able to smile and you know the words, you know, it took me back to a good place and time in my life, you know. And
that's always a good thing, you know.
When
a song can take you back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's, you know, some of your senses, like your smell, you know, takes you back to a place where, you know, oh, I remember this, you know. And music does it more so than any other, you know. It's just, mm-hmm. you hear songs, oh, yeah, I remember, you know. Yeah, Blue Light in the Basement, baby, you know.
Right.
You know?
No, I mean, and you're right about that. I mean, and I don't even know if they have those type of parties anymore. Because,
that's
in a sense kind of a shame, too, that those type of life experience don't exist now. But, I mean, how many times, you know, do you have a family reunion or you're barbecuing and somebody brings out the ghetto blaster and puts the music on, you know,
and
people are singing, barbecuing.
You know?
Playing dominoes or playing spades or, you know,
Exactly.
Why is it the ladies start the electric slide? I mean, you know, everybody, man, woman, and child can do the electric slide, right?
Right.
But it's like the ladies always get up on that slab area and start doing the electric slide at a barbecue. You know, but, when you hear music, it makes people feel good. My mama's cooking in the kitchen. She turns on her music or...
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just like my kids have been playing dominoes lately, and, you know, they got their music going, you know, we're in the kitchen playing dominoes, you know, and so,
the mothers used to, like, on Saturday morning, they would turn on the music and do the housework, you know. That's where I remember it, you know.
Sunday mornings, Mama would turn on the gospel music to get ready to go to church, you know, and so
there's
so many ways, you know, that we've experienced it. So, you know, just keep out that good, Mark. I look forward to the new music that you're bringing out, you know, that you're creating right now and you got in the works. And, you know, it's a pleasure. It really is a pleasure for me to work with you, to be able to share your music, you know, the listeners here at Flava News Radio, to support you in any way that I can, you know, as a business partner. And you know what? You did good. Even though with some technical difficulties, you hung out with me for almost an hour today. So
I told you, girl, it's always good to be on the carpet.
So I'm going to close out today's show with Mark Van Claggett's piece called Windsor Mill Road. It's a special piece for me. Maybe someday I'll talk about that. You know, but...
We got to talk about Windsor Mill Road.
Yeah, but it's a very, very special piece. So I'm going to close out today's show. But again, I want to direct everybody to go check Mark out online. You can Google him, but you can find his music at marlexrecords.com. That's marlex.com, records.com. You can find him on my website, which is slavenews.com. But I'm going to say the best place to go is to markvanclaggett.wordpress.com. You can see what people are saying about his music. Good. You know, but you can see what people are saying about his music. And shout out to, you know, Gail and to Dawn and the others that have sent in reviews about, you know, Mark's album after they experienced it. It's a great place to find out, you know, a little bit more of Mark's history. His bio's over there. And you can purchase his music. So go check him out. And, of course, it's over on CDBaby.com. But, again, thank you so much, Mark, for taking time out. I know you're busy. You're probably tired. You just returned from the war. So, you know, but thank you for taking your time out today and spending the time with me on the leopard carpet.
Yes, Flava. Thank you. Anytime.
Yeah. I'm going to hold you to that, sir.
Okay.
All right. But closing out The Leopard Carpet with Windsor Mill Road by Mark Van Claggett off of his new release, Emerald Drive. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about the artist. You're welcome.